On a Christmas night, when all the services were done, the local church's minister's wife collapsed on the couch and said to her husband, "I am so exhausted." And the husband goes, "You are exhausted? What about me? I had 2 Christmas Eve services last night and 3 services this morning. And that is a total of 5 sermons. How come that you are very tired?" And the wife replied, "I had to listen to all of them, honey." Well, I hope I won't tire you today, this morning. Okay. This is my 4th one. Merry Christmas. Let's say that again. Merry Christmas. There you go. Jesus is happy. We are happy, right? That's the reason why we are here on this day, on this beautiful day of Christmas. I'm glad you are here. Thank you. Thank you for making it to the church on Christmas Day. Christmas, and you know, this means that we understand that well-famous saying that Jesus is the reason for the season, right? That's why we are here. And I'm glad we keep both Christ and Mass in Christmas. That's Christmas. Put Christ and Mass together. It's Christmas. And then you add Mary also to that. Merry Christmas. Well, comes Merry Christmas. There is no Christmas without Christ. There is no Christmas without Mass. I'm glad we are here. There are so many people out there today who celebrate Christmas without Christ, without Mass. That is so unfortunate. Christmas. Jesus is the reason why we are celebrating this occasion, Christmas. It's the birthday of the Savior. You know, last evening, we had a 4 o'clock Mass, the kids, children's Mass. Our church was packed with parents, children, grandparents, the whole family and friends. It was overflowing and up to the narthex. Great celebration. The kids' Mass at 4 p.m. The kids presented a great pageant, the nativity scene they enacted here. Beautiful it was. At the end of the pageant, Deacon Mike Byrne asked the kids a question. What if Jesus were to appear to you right now? What would you say to him? And many of the kids raised their hand and said, "Happy birthday, Jesus." Isn't that amazing? The kids are great. That's what we are supposed to say today. Happy birthday to Jesus. We are celebrating his birthday today. Yeah, let me see. Oh, the baby Jesus is heavy. He was just born yesterday and he's he's a good-looking child, healthy child. He is the reason why we are here. He was born 2,000 years ago as the fulfillment of all the prophecies of the Old Testament. As the author of the letter to the Hebrews in today's second reading says, he is the fulfillment. Prophet Isaiah in today's second reading says, the Savior is going to be in your midst. He is coming to redeem all people. He brings salvation for all humanity. This is the reason why he came. Okay, imagine what God the Father did on that first Christmas night. What did he do for us? Let me put him down. He's heavy, you know, Jesus. Think of it. What God the Father did for us on that first Christmas night. Saint John beautifully describes it in his gospel. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16 says, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. It's because of his great love for us that he sent his Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life. Eternal life. That's what he is promising us. That's the reason why he came, for you and I, for us sinners, to save us and to lead us to that eternal life in his Father's kingdom in heaven. The reason for his coming into this world, taking flesh, as we heard in the gospel today, the Word was with God in the beginning, but in the course of time, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Through Mary and Joseph, in the family of Nazareth, in Bethlehem, he was born in a manger. God, he is almighty, all-powerful, but he came down to be one with us, to embrace the humanity, and to save us. That is the beauty of God's love for us. Tremendous. St. Paul summarizes this in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11, he says, the Son of God, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped. But instead, he humbled himself, taking the form of a servant. And being in human form, he became obedient unto death on the cross. Therefore, God the Father raised him high and made his name above all other names of this universe, so that in his name, Jesus, every knee shall bend and everyone shall worship him, because he is the Lord, he is the Savior, the Redeemer, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Wonder Counselor who is with us. In the form of his tiny little child in the manger. Imagine the love of God for us. And he was willing to humble himself to the extent of becoming one like us in all things except sin. The beauty of God's love for us. He has never abandoned us. In the person of Jesus, he is very close to us. He is Emmanuel, God who is with us. What does God the Father ask of us in return for this wondrous gift that he has given us today? The gift of his Son, Jesus. He asks us in return to love. Love. Love for God and love for neighbor. Jesus himself summarized the Ten Commandments into two. Love of God and love of neighbor. And of course, the first part, love of God, is easier. Right? The second part is not that easy, as it seems. No. Love of neighbor. You got to love your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your friend. Sometimes that's not going to be that easy. Love of neighbor. How do we love our neighbor? Or how much should we love our neighbor? Jesus himself has the answer in the Gospels. He says, love one another as I have loved you. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 34. Love one another as I have loved you. How did he love us? You know, once someone was praying and he asked the Lord, Lord, how much do you love us? And he got the answer. The Lord answered him in prayer. He said, this much. And the Lord stretched out his hands on the cross and died for us. That's how he loves us. He loved us with a self-sacrificing love, a self-giving love. This is the kind of love that we have to today practice and live in our lives as Christians. Love one another as I have loved you. He gave his life for us. There is no greater love than that, that a friend lays down his life for his friend. Jesus told us. Brothers and sisters, love is all we need today to change the world. Love is all we need. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, who used to work her entire lifetime with the poorest of the poor and taking care of the sick, the abandoned in the streets of Calcutta and throughout the world, she has this to say. She said, "The biggest disease in the world today is not leprosy. It's not tuberculosis. It's not even cancer. It's the feeling of being unloved. It's the feeling of being unwanted, uncared for. And there are several of them in this world. There are several of them in our midst, around us, who feel lonely, who feel unwanted, uncared, unloved. How do we reach to them and show them the love of Jesus Christ? Think of it. Think of how we can share the love of Jesus Christ to those people who are lonely and craving and thirsting for love. Love is the opposite of hatred. Hatred. The year 2016, the world has seen some of the worst form of acts of hatred, violence, terrorisms. We all know that. We all go through that and even the effects of that. It's terrible how there are several elements, evil elements in our society who are full of evil, who try to destroy the peace of humanity in the world, who try to take away the joy from their hearts by instilling fear into their minds. Brothers and sisters, we are Catholic Christians. We should be people of joy. And joy comes from within us. It's the Lord who gives us the real joy. Let us not be cowed down by fear or by the threats of the evil forces in the world today. Let us have the courage to live our Christian faith joyfully in this world by sharing the message of peace and love to our brothers and sisters and showing them that there is still hope in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has conquered all the evils of this world, who has defeated the evils by his triumph on the cross, by his suffering, death, and resurrection. In him we believe as Christians. So let's be courageous in living our faith joyfully in today's world. As we leave this church after this service, after the Mass, let's be filled with the joy of the Lord, the peace that he brings in our hearts, the love that he shares with us, and share that with our brothers and sisters, with our neighbors. Amen. Merry Christmas.